I spoke recently with Mary Beth Dame, the originator of a new approach to singing called core singing, which she describes as a revolutionary new energy approach to singing. What follows are several segments from a longer interview with this fascinating woman, who is an authority on the singing voice. She's given masterclasses in singing throughout the U.S., the U.K., and Europe. She teaches courses in the vocal arts and gives workshops in self-development for singers and teachers of singing. She also gives management training courses for major corporations. Mary Beth is the author of The Performer's Voice, Dynamics of the Singing Voice, and Creating Confidence. I asked Mary Beth to tell us about core singing. She spoke to me from her home in Lake Annecy, France.
I think the most important point of all of this is that that singing or any art or anything we study really needs to be studied with many viewpoints and avenues, because it's too easy to get stuck in a mold of only looking from, say, the musical point of view, or only the vocal point of view, or only the anatomy point of view, and miss so much other. And I guess if my funny and strange pathway hasn't taught me anything else, it's to look everywhere for information relating to your field.
And this is what has led you then to creating something called core singing, which is an amalgam of many different kinds of traditions and disciplines. I just want to read something that I read on your website, which is aosinging.com. Core singing, drawn from the Oriental mystic arts and quantum energies, this approach can raise the potential of any performer, newcomer, or professional looking to enhance the power of their performance. I know that singers reading Oriental mystic arts are going to love that, because it's a whole world that we live as we sing, but we don't get taught about, we don't talk about. And I think this is one of the things that you're saying that we don't do in teaching singing or in learning to sing. We don't address those kinds of mystical things. We just leave them alone as being part of presence, but we don't really talk about them. But just a little bit more here I want to read. Core singing is an amalgam of the physical, metaphysical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, and spiritual dimensions of the human being, including the life force, the mind, and the earth's natural energies. Fascinating, really fascinating. You describe core singing as a new revolutionary energy approach to singing. Can you talk about the energy work aspect of this?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that I have studied most recently is a form of energy healing using the mind. And, you know, you think at certain ages you've accumulated an awful lot, but I found out how little I actually really knew, and this just expanded it so much more. But one of the things that quantum physics is doing for us is telling us that what we see is so small compared to what is. That basically we live in a kind of, for lack of a better word, pea soup of energies moving around us, in and out of us all the time at varying times, at varying sizes, to the most infinite particles you can ever imagine, to the density that is us. And they're making it very clear that the universe that we have limited ourselves to is so very tiny. And so when you look at that in the context of what we're doing in terms of learning, then we've only just not even tapped what is available, and certainly in terms of singing. And because singing is a vibration, because it's an energy, it makes it so much easier to look at it in the context of the whole rather than break it down into physical actions.